Now that we have built both the demand and supply curves for loanable funds, let's put them together in the same graph to determine the interest rate. We begin with our drawing of our original demand for loanable funds curve, labeled D1. Next, we overlay our sketch of the original supply of loanable funds curve and label that S1. Just as with the demand and supply curves for goods, equilibrium is found at the intersection of the demand and supply curves. This is where the quantity demanded for loanable funds is equal to the quantity supplied of loanable funds. The value of the equilibrium interest rate is found by moving horizontally from the intersection of the two curves to the interest rate axis. The value is 12% in our graph. The equilibrium quantity of loanable funds is the value on the horizontal axis directly below the two intersecting curves. The equilibrium quantity of loanable funds is equal to $260 million.